I appreciate the Lord for another opportunity to be back at your way of listening. I'm sure thankful that His mercy renews every morning and His compassions never fail. I can always depend on Him every day of my life, and that sure does comfort my heart and comfort my soul. How He's always there with me, how He's always speaking to me and comforting me ever since the day that I got saved and gave Him my life, gave Him my all. My whole heart, my whole soul, and that's what's required to get to heaven today. If you're unsaved and you're not sure what to do, you're not really sure what to do in life, you have dreams, you have ambitions, you have things that you want to try in life that may comfort you or that may satisfy you for a very short time, but I guarantee you, but it will not satisfy you for the rest of your life. But I'm here today to tell you that the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who died for you and for me on the cross of Calvary, He shed His precious blood. He can satisfy you and wipe away all the sins that you've ever committed. Anything that you will commit, He'll blot it out and forget about it. And He'll give you peace. He'll give you everlasting joy, something that you can never find in the world. I'm speaking from experience. I've been on both sides. I used to live in sin. But Jesus took me in, and then a little light from heaven filled my soul. He made me whole today, and I'm sure thankful that I have that true peace, because before, if you knew who I was a very troubled young man. I was very angry all the time. I didn't really smile a whole lot. I didn't really talk a whole lot. They even put me in speech class when I was a young kid because I didn't talk to nobody, but I could understand easy, and I knew what I was doing, but I just didn't want to talk, and they put me in speech class and thought I was colorblind, but the Lord knew all of it. He knew what was tormenting my mind. He knew the devil was just on a rampage in my mind and just trying to put lies in my mind and take me down a broad way that led to destruction. And that's exactly what he did. When I turned 13 years old, he got a hold of me very strong, and he took my mind, and he started putting those dreams and those ambitions that the devil's putting in your mind and telling you to go get a family and go have a house and get some kids and get your bank in order, get your whole life straight, so to speak, as your financials is concerned, and then you'll be okay. Then you can come to the Lord and get saved. But see, I'm thankful the Lord had mercy upon me, and he saw past my ignorance, and he saw the need in my heart, and I needed to be saved, and he knew that I was doing all that out of sheer ignorance. But I'm thankful that the Word of God came again the second time. Those 7 years that I've spoke about before, I wasted 7 years, and I say wasted because I knew what I was doing as far as, I knew the preaching of the Word of God. I heard it every Sunday and Wednesday. I knew what to do to be saved. I knew if I died in the condition that I was, I would go straight to hell. But to see the devil's stronghold, my mind was just so vexed by the devil that I couldn't even hear the Word of God as far as in my heart. I heard it in my mind and I heard it in my ears, but it wasn't getting down into my heart because I had it closed off. I wasn't open to it. I was stubborn. I was rebellious. I didn't want to hear the Word of God. I didn't want to hear the truth. I didn't want to be told what to do. But that's exactly what this world needs today, is more of the preaching of the Word of God. It's a famine in the land, just like it spoke about in the days of old. It talks about famines in Egypt and famines in Canaan, and everywhere that you see famines that, were about food, and they couldn't grow their food at that time. But see, today we got plenty of everything. We're spoiled rotten. These days we just have the kids and people that are older. We're just spoiled rotten. We got silver spoons in our mouth, so to speak. And it's just, we just get spoiled rotten with good health, and not everybody has that, but I do, and I'm thankful for it. But not everybody has good health, but He gives us food, He gives us clothes, He gives us a good family. He just blesses us with so much stuff, and it's just amazing how God has power over all things. But today there is a famine in the land of the Word of God that's not really being preached. It's not really, being preached on the housetops and the mountaintops and, telling the people of their sins and telling about a man named Jesus. And people will do that. Preachers will tell people about Jesus. They don't have a problem with, telling people about the name of Jesus and what He did for us. But see, they won't preach about hell. They won't preach about this old rotten, stinking flesh and how we need to be saved. We need to repent or we will all likewise perish. They don't want to say about that, because if they start preaching about that, then they'll lose their salary. People will start wanting to you know, uprise and go against what's being preached and what's being spoken. That's the same thing it used to be in the old times when Jesus came. He preached to them and they wanted to stone him. They wanted to hang him. They wanted to kill him. But see, it wasn't his time yet until he gave his life. They didn't kill Jesus. He gave his life. He gave up the ghost. The Bible said it very clearly. He gave up the ghost. He could have brought down thousands and thousands of angels to defend him with swords and staffs, and he could have did everything. He could have spoke those people out of existence. Everything that he does is just perfect and perfection, just precious. Everything he does is perfect. But see, he could have called all the angels down and just defended his own. But see, it was time for him to go, so he gave his life at Calvary. See, that's the true love. That's real love. Knowing that he could have protected himself, knowing that he could have, you know, not died and just kind of just kept living on and, you know, and healing people and doing this and that and the other. But see, he gave his life because love compelled him to do so. He saw me. He saw you, the need of our hearts, the need of our souls. He knew if he didn't die right there, then we would all go straight to hell because of our sinful nature. In the beginning, Adam and Eve sinned and they ate of that tree of good and evil. That's exactly what God told them not to do. That's exactly what this world has a problem with today. When real preaching is around, we want to do the exact opposite of what's being preached. It's a real shame. People don't really want to hear the word of God. They just want to hear what tickles their ear, what suits their own fancy, what tickles their peach, so to speak. They just want to hear exactly what they want and not really be preached to and be convicted. But see, without conviction, there is no conversion. You can't be saved without being convicted first. You have to know what you've done. You have to know that you've sinned against the Almighty of God. We're born in sin, shaped of iniquity. See, we come out for the womb speaking lies as a baby. We lie. We do evil. See, as a parent, it's our duty, it's our job to teach them the right way and show them the right things to do. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. You know, yes, sir. No, sir. Good manners and eating right, cleaning up after themselves. Everything's in the Bible. It's a due order that we must follow. The rod of correction. You must tell your kids and make sure they know that you mean business. I'm not talking about getting a fist fight with them or hit them with a dish over the head or throw a chair or do different things like that to them. I'm just talking about warming up their rear ends. That's why they have meat on their backside, so you can warm them up with a paddle or just a little small belt or anything just to get their attention, to show them that you mean business and that you want them to respect you, because that's what it's all about. And then you see when they grow up, they remember those whippings, they remember those spankings, they remember that correction, they won't do this very sinful things that people are doing today. It's all in order, it's all in the Bible. See, when you have that rod of correction, it would drive it far from them, that violence, that bad attitude, that different things like that, the bad things of this flesh. It will help, you know, drive that away. It won't take it all the way, I guarantee that. See, I did very bad things. I got my whippings that I deserved. I wish I had more. But see, I still did sinful things because of this old rotten flesh. It don't matter what you do, but you must have that rod of correction. You must tell your kids and have that respect, that they'll respect you for it. They'll love you for that. I appreciate my parents so much for what they did for me. I appreciate it much more now that I'm older and now that I understand why they whipped me, why they spanked me at the times that I needed it. And I really appreciate it today. And it helps me to love them more because they were, you know, they had enough love for me to correct me. But see, if you don't correct your kids, then the world will. The world is a much worse correction. I guarantee they might end up in jail. They might get stabbed. They might get shot. They might just all, the worst things could happen. It happens every day. Just a few days ago, it talked about on the news in Texas, those 19 precious children that were shot by a gun, by a lunatic that took a gun and killed two teachers and all those poor kids. And they didn't know that that was their last day. They didn't have an idea or a clue what was going on. But it's pitiful to see that today. It's going on everywhere. People are killing each other. They're robbing each other. They're stealing. They'll kill each other for over a dollar, over what somebody's girl or some guy. It's a terrible life that we live, a terrible world that we live in. But if I'm saved, you're a Christian today. If you've really been born again, God gives you peace over it. It's like living in heavenly places down here. He gives you peace. He gives you joy. What a precious time it is to be saved. It's so beautiful and wonderful to have God's presence inside my heart, inside my soul. I just love to preach His precious word. When I was a young man, when I first got saved, I was 20 years old. I was young. I didn't understand a whole lot about the Bible, but I really didn't understand a whole lot about anything, to be honest. I'm kind of ignorant. I don't really have much wisdom, but God's been teaching me. He's been helping me. He's been showing me things in the Bible. He's been teaching me how to preach His precious word and how to pray and how to study, how to play and sing and do all these types of things for Him, because that's my heart's desire, is to do His precious will no matter what it takes. He's a fire inside me that's been burning ever since I've been saved. And it's the best life to live. I love to preach. I love to study. There's nothing I'd rather do. I'd rather preach than eat when I'm hungry. God knows my heart. I love the Lord. I love the Lord with all my heart. And I just want to love Him more and more every day, because sweet is the name of Jesus. He's sweeter than me, than anybody I've ever met in my life and ever will. He's the best friend that I've ever had and the best friend that you'll ever have. If you just call out on Him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, He'll save you. He'll give you that peace. He'll give you that joy that you stand in need of. I know you've gone through breakups. I know if you've got a drug problem, maybe you have an alcohol problem, maybe you're just an addict, whatever you do, it's overdosed and it's overdone, and I was that way too. I did a lot of things, and I did it overly. I did 110% and things I shouldn't have been doing. Everything I did was just way overboard, and I know you might be in those same shoes, and God helped me with it. He saved me when I gave my heart to Him. I called out with Him with all my heart. I said, Lord, have mercy upon me. Please forgive me of all my sins. I need mercy right now. I don't want to go to hell. I know if I die in the condition that I'm at, I'll go straight to hell and burn forever and ever, and there'll be no rest day nor night. If you really want to be saved today, if you know of a place called hell and a place called heaven, I guarantee you do not want to go to hell. It's a terrible place. We can read about it in the Bible how there is no rest day nor night. It's just fire forever and ever, and it's a terrible thing, but it's a truth, and people must hear what the life is after this. They must hear it, or else they'll go to hell and confused, because these preachers today, all they want to do is pad their back pocket full of lies, pad their back pocket full of your money, and their mouth is full of lies, and they just want to, you know, tickle your ears and just get you in that church and put ATMs in the church and say, oh, go take out your money and give it to us and you'll be blessed. You'll have a miracle. You'll be healed of your disease. And they go home the same. They probably go home worse than when they went there, and they get confused and they think everything's okay. And what a pitiful thing it is for the preachers that what they're doing today, confusing people. They don't know their left hand from the right. The Bible said the blind leaders of the blind, they're all going to fall in the ditch. But I just hate to see how people are being confused today. But I want to share the gospel to as many people as I possibly can, no matter what it takes. I'm going to try to put out the effort to really preach them the word of God. And I love people. I do love everybody. I have nothing against anybody. I love all races, all colors. I love all nationalities. Any denomination that you've got, I don't care who you are, what you've got, I love you and I love your soul. That's what I'm interested in. I'm interested in your soul. I don't want you to go to a place called hell. See, hell wasn't created for me and you, but see, we'll go there as an intruder. Hell was created for the devil and all his angels that he took down from heaven when God kicked him out of heaven, when he tried to usurp authority over Jesus, the only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. See, he tried to overtake Jesus. He tried to usurp authority over Him and try to make himself higher than Jesus was. But see, God said, nope, that's your last straw. You're out of heaven. He kicked him out onto earth. And ever since then, he's been walking to and fro, seeking whom he may devour like a roaring lion. And I hate the devil with a perfect hatred. He always works on me every day. He hates what I'm doing. He hates how God uses me to preach His precious word. He hates for me to study. He said, why don't you quit praying? Why don't you quit studying? Why don't you quit playing and singing? Why don't you quit preaching? Because you can't do it. You can't do this. You can't do that. But I said, you're right, devil. You're right, devil. But the God can, and God will continue to use me. And I don't care what the devil has to say about me and what the devil has to say about my preaching, about my studying, about my playing, about my singing, whatever God has for me, that's exactly what I'm going to do, despite what the devil says, despite what the devil thinks inwardly, outwardly, in my mind. I don't care where he comes from. God's going to put him in his place because he's not in charge, and God is. And I sure appreciate the comforting spirit that God gives me and how he puts him in his place. He rebukes the devil and puts him right in his place. If I just bring all of my care upon Jesus, for he cares for us, he'll deliver me, because all his promises are yea. He said if we just bring all of our cares upon him and all of our troubles, he'll deliver us of it, every single thing. If we just call out to him with all of our hearts and really be remorse and really contrite in what we're praying, he'll give us exactly what we need today. If you're not saved, if you really don't understand what's being preached, you're really confused about what you've heard in life, all you have to do is have that broken heart and that contrite spirit. Call out to God with all your heart. really be remorse and contrite for what God, He wants to give you that peace and joy that you're looking for. Trust me, just call out on Him. Do your praying. I see my time's about gone. May God bless you, everybody. In Jesus' precious name, and amen.